seen the sky so blue. Birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just
day.
A sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis taking your calls this morning, 801-575-8255, or you can text us at 57500. We also have with us Clark Bell. He is the general manager at Biograss, and this is the day, that time that we come to you every season and tell you, hey, this is the day, greenhouse listeners, that you can get $30 off your big yellow bag. So you're going to want to keep listening and make sure you take advantage of that. And if you want to get that and you're wondering what the number is, 562-9090 is the number that you can call to order. We wanted to start out the hour and talk about soil preparation. Other than that snow out there, as soon as that melts, it will be time to get your soil ready for all of your gardening needs. And Ton, give us some tips. How can we best prepare our soil for our gardens this year?
Well, I really am glad that we're doing this Biograss event today because it's a perfect time to improve your soil as long as the soil is dry enough. And so with this snow and rain, we'll need to wait maybe a few days before I would do a lot of serious work just so that we don't ruin our soil structure. But the spring is a great time to get compost into your garden soil and give it a month or so to start to break down a bit before you actually start the main gardening event in May. And so the best way, no matter what, and I sound like one of these guys at 3 a.m. saying, no matter what you've got, my product will help. You know, whether your hair's falling out or but the best way to improve your soil is always compost. And as long as the soil isn't so rocky that you can't till or can't work the compost in, you know, compost is just the way to go. People, I noticed there was a texter from Santa Quinn saying, I want to haul in topsoil. You may need to do that because I live down there and the soil can be very rocky. But if you can work the soil, I would rather spend my money on compost and work that in 5 or 6 inches deep so that it improves the soil structure. What will happen as that compost breaks down is that it goes into different manifestations, for lack of a different term, as it breaks down, and it glues soil particles together in clay soils and even in loams. And as it glues these soil particles together, it creates drainage so that water will flow through better. But it also creates a situation to where if you fertilize, that the cation exchange capacity, we're going back to high school chemistry, what that does is it forms ionic bonds with your fertilizer, and it actually holds the fertilizer in the soil, but it doesn't do so tightly that the plants can't get to it. And so the roots of your perennials, your annuals, your tree shrubs can strip those nutrients from those soil particles, but the organic matter holds them tightly enough that a lot of compost in your soil can actually oftentimes reduce pollution and naturally increase the amount of time that the fertilizer stays there.
Clark, was there something you wanted to add on that soil preparation?
Man, I really don't know if I can add anything else to what he just said. I think the only thing I would add is just make sure to add any weeds and debris, but before you would till in anything, that way you're not pushing those down when you're putting that compost into it. But this is just something that you want to continually do every year so that you just build up that organic matter into your soils. And if you just consistently do this, it's just going to greatly impact the nutrient levels in your soil, and it's just pretty magical what can happen when you do that after a couple years, and you'll see great benefits in your lawn or your garden as you continue to do this, and you'll see great results.
Anton, when we talk about consistently, we're talking once a year. What are we talking?
Once a year, generally. Sometimes, let's say that you missed your opportunity to put compost in the fall, which is a great time to do it, or early spring, you can put down an inch once a month and just lightly rake it into the soil. And what will happen is you don't overwhelm the soil microorganisms, because oftentimes a mistake people will make, let's say they're putting their warm season crops in mid-May, they will go in with 3 or 4 inches of compost, which, depending on where it comes from, may not be broken down enough. They till that into their garden, and then they plant. And because, especially if they've used woody-based materials in that compost, the microorganisms that break down the compost rob the soil of most of the free nitrogen, and your garden plants can suffer unless you put additional fertilizer down. And so that's why I'm always telling people, not only should you let the compost start to do its job, but if you can get those soil microorganisms going, there's a lot less danger in May of there not being enough nitrogen for your plants and having them, in essence, stunted because they just sit there because of the lack of nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clark, this is the day of the season where you invite our KSL listeners, or you give our KSL listeners, boy, a great incentive to order their big yellow bags early. So why don't we talk for a minute about what you are offering? I mean, $30 off the big yellow bag, that's a huge savings.
It is, yeah. This is regularly priced at $145. If you order today for listening out of KSL Greenhouse, we're going to give you $30 off, and that's a delivered price. Surprises there. $115 delivered, and the bag is waterproof, resealable, and you don't have to worry about touching your door, dealing with the driver or anything like that. It's completely Corona safe. That's a big thing and a worry
for
everyone.
It's a good
everyone.
Thing.
If you actually put Corona beers in there, a lot of people would probably appreciate it that participate in such things.
Well, that help with all the snails that people have been talking about, honestly?
Yes, yeah, that's why we're sending it, is for the snails.
Yeah. So, the discount, we're applying that for all listeners, $30 off if they call in today, 801-562-9090. The benefits that we talked about, of adding organic matter and compost, the contents of our black garden soil, we have peat moss, we have organic matter, we have all those contents in that black garden soil with the topsoil, with the Douglas fir, and it's all there ready for you. It's a great amendment to be put into your existing garden, or it can even be top dressed on your lawn. So if you're needing to be putting and spreading that goodness onto your lawn or garden, right now is that ideal time. As Ton mentioned that as we started the show, we have some great weather coming up this upcoming week. We've got 60 degree weather starting Tuesday through Saturday. So a lot of us have been looking at this past week and been kind of down in the dumps with this bad weather, and also we've been watching the news and we've been a little depressed, right? But now we've got some good weather here, and what better way to celebrate the good weather than to go out and garden with your family and get after things with your yard. I'm sure a lot of people are like me. We've had to cancel some vacations. Now's a great time to do some staycations. Get after things in your yard, do some gardening, and start growing some produce in your house, and start a salsa garden, start a specific theme at your house, and teach your kids the joy of gardening. And what better way to create some great mental health or do some exercising than gardening at your own house.
Right, and you've made it so easy. People don't have to come in. They can just pick up the phone and call right now, 801-562-9090, and that's for the $30 off your big yellow bag. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get right to your phone calls. We have a lot of people waiting this morning. Everybody's anxious to get gardening, so we'll be right back. The number to call, 801-575-8255, for us to answer your questions, or you can text us at 57500.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for being with us for the KSL Greenhouse. Marie and Ton with you every Saturday morning. And this morning we have Clark Bell joining us from Biograss as well. And we've been talking about the big yellow bag and the great price today. But we also have an Instagram contest going on every hour. And we have a winner, don't we, Clark?
We do. If you can please go on to Biograss or Instagram.com/Biograss and go to the post about Hayden. We'll be announcing that winner here shortly. And then you will see that we just posted a new one where we just posted one about Rick. The listener needs to guess the birthday, the month, and date for our assistant sales manager, Rick. Whoever guesses the closest month and date for the birthday for Rick will be the person that gets that big yellow bag. And we will announce that around the next 10 o'clock hour.
Sounds terrific. And let's take a call this morning from Becky in Layton. Good morning, Becky. How can we help you?
Good morning. I grew up on a orchard with my dad down in Provo. And he always told me that the dormant spray was the most important spray of the year. And I went ahead and did that yesterday, not realizing we were going to get the snow today. My peaches were starting to, they were actually probably late. I was probably late getting that on. I think when he sprayed, he also had a chemical in the oil when he would spray. Is that true?
Could be. It depends on what he was doing. It's very common to have some sort of like lime sulfur or something like along those lines that would help prevent powdery mildew if you're doing apples especially. A lot of times people will put carbaryl or malathion or a permethrin product with the oil to increase the effectiveness of the kill against certain pests. But it's not something that you must do in the orchard situations to reduce the amount of labor so you don't have to spray twice. It's really common.
Okay. I don't have really a lot of problems with my peaches or my apples per se, but I have one cherry tree that has four different varieties on it, and that's the one that I really struggle with. And so is there...
What happens to it?
And I've really tried to go softer on the chemicals. So I noticed that the triple action has a pyrethrin with the neem oil. What do you think about that?
It's fine. It depends on what you're spraying for. Are you having fungal problems in the tree? Or are you going after the cherry fruit fly?
Well, it's the fruit fly. So I guess I am overdoing it on that, right?
No, the triple action, because of the pyrethrins and the piperin, there's the other active in that is piperonal butoxide.
Okay.
It took me weeks to learn how to pronounce that because I went to Clearfield High School. I shouldn't rip on Clearfield like that. I love high school. But anyway, I'll stop. But so, yes, it's effective. You've got to follow the label. I, it used to be you had to spray every 5 to 7 days with that particular product, but yeah, you can use it. There's others out there also.
What would be effective for that fruit fly?
Well, that triple action would do the job. If you're looking for something more organic, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is very common. I believe both Tri-City and J&J carry it up in your area, as well as probably IFA. I wouldn't be surprised if Leighton Farm had it, too.
Okay. Is that going to be more when the fruit is formed and coloring?
When it's coloring, when it's yellow and you just see the slightest blush of pink is when you put your first spray on for that. And the Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is organic. The triple action is reduced risk.
Okay. But right now in the dormant state, there's really, other than just the dormant oil?
No, there's nothing you can do. And that's a good question, because people, on apples, for example, people will say, well, my apples were full of worms, but I did dormant spray. And you've got to know what you're spraying for. And so the cherry fruit fly in cherries and like codling moth and apple that causes the wormy apples both have to be sprayed through the summer. And so what you're going for on a dormant spray are things like aphids, spider mites, some fungal diseases like powdery mildew, maybe shot hole fungus. And so they're completely separate sprays for different things. And so that the cherry fruit fly spray would go on when you just see that slightest blush of pink.
Right. And I remember that. Okay. What would cause a worm in a peach?
That's usually peach twig borer. So peach twig borer is something that you would spray. And what I'd actually recommend doing is downloading Utah State University's fact sheet on it, because there's a couple of different critical times to get that sprayed for. And you would just use, if you can find it, like on Amazon, Ortho's flower, fruit, and vegetable spray, or locally, all your local garden centers and farm stores will carry permethrin products that would also go after it. But if you have wormy peaches, generally peach twig borer initially makes the twigs flag over mid-spring. You get all this new growth, and all of a sudden, several places on the tree, the tips of it will just kind of fall over. And then the leaves wilt down. The second and third generations get into the fruit, and they will do a lot of damage to the pit and cause the fruit to rot.
Okay. That was a friend was asking me about that. I had never had that happen, but she was asking about that.
You know, it's a less common pest that 8 out of 10 homeowners usually don't have to treat for, but it's around enough that you need to know how to identify it. And if you see it in there, then if you catch it early, there's plenty you can do to keep it out of the fruit.
All right, we need to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. We're taking your calls at 801-575-8255. You can also text us 57500. If you wanted to get in on that great deal for the big yellow bag, $30 off today from Biograss. All you need to do is call and order your bag. They'll deliver it for you. Call the number 562-9090.